Yeah, 22. God damn, what a shitty timer. All right, so I'll start forming a fleet at like 21:30 time. It's gonna be two fleets merged into one, so it'll
That's
be
fair.
a couple hours long. Yeah, hopefully some good fights out of it. I don't care about the structures, I just want the fights. What else? A couple. The main topics for today were gonna be like recruitment. So I'll let Puke take that because I don't know much about that.
Basically, guys, the way that we want to do like recruitment stuff is that we want at each of the corps to have like an ad on the E forums, just because what we're noticing is that nobody's advertising low sec corps at all. Everyone's either like a wormholer or a null sec corp, and there's a really we haven't like spreading the net per se a lot. And what I mean by that, like the best way to recruit for alliances is that that each corp in the alliance has an ad on the E forums, for example. You don't have to do a Reddit post, like that's a lot, if you don't want to push recruitment super hard. But it's just getting the name out there, because like if, for example, if everyone wants to, if you're logged in, I could post in Bumble. Like if you click on that link, that's where everyone recruits, and if in the first page, it's all null sec and wormholes. There's no low sec corps. So what Sam and I have been doing is that we've been posting for corps. If you're a corp, post an ad. It doesn't need to be long. You can even copy virtually mine. Or thems and stuff. Basically, say what you're looking for. Like, if you want new bros in your corp, if you're that, and getting the name out there, because we our recruitment has been slow, because this is what we're competing against. Like, even this USTZ going back to basics. Let's see. Let me fucking look at this dude. Yeah, they are this group I'm clicking on. They're no null seckers. They just PvP and null sec. Everything is null sec or wormholes, and that's just the way it is right now. And so that would really help us a lot, is that if corps would post an ad saying low sec, and then the link would be, you know, our sedition Discord link. Like join our Discord, our alliance Discord, and join part of the family, so to speak. And that's what helps a lot, because that builds us more traffic, especially as with like COVID and stuff coming or going away, knock on wood. And summer happening, recruitment's going to be slow, because people would rather want to go outside. Even I would rather want to go outside than sit inside. I mean, I've been indoors for 2 months, 3 months, and I want to go outside. So it's like stuff like that. So it's going to be hard. And so I really need your guys' help to recruit. This is more directed towards like the corps, like the leadership for the other corps. It doesn't need to be super complicated. It doesn't need to be super big. It's just getting the name out there, making a wider net so we can score some better players too. Because so far, the past four people we recruited, like it's been mostly dudes that are leaving null sec or wormholes. Nah, people who are living in low sec, they're just tired of living in the blue bubble, which is what we're not. So that's that. So I'll be messaging the CEOs after this of each corp and see like what we can do. What do you want to do? Because I don't want to make it work for you guys at all. It's not going to be like what I do, where I like stock forms. It's literally click bump once a day, and that's it.
Pog.
That's all I got running for that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're not trying to get massive or anything. We're not trying to be some empire building alliance. But we do still need a few more people because we can't hardly form like 15 man fleets right now. We've had our best fleet so far was a 25 man fleet to help Shadow Cartel, but that was also full of alts, like cap alts and stuff. So.
Yeah. We're not trying to empire build, but we just want to have fun.
Yeah. It's a lot easier to have fun when you can actually form. Like 15 right now, the short-term goal is like having consistent 15-man fleets. Right now, we're struggling to get 10, 12-man fleets with alts. So that means we basically only have like four or five dudes on for each fleet. And there's a lot more people in this alliance, and I know that. Shit, there was something else I forgot.
Do you want me to send you the note sheet?
Is there a note sheet? Sure.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for this. My fault. I'm bad. It is what it is.
It's all right, man. You're never truly prepared, right?
Yeah. Supposed to go to the
Speaking
store
of.
soon. What's up? Oh yeah. Damn, talk about your deployment.
Talk about the deployment.
Or
All
whatever you
right,
wanted to
boys.
talk about.
So pretty much, right? We're out in Iridia right now. We're out in Huna. If you guys want to come in on Blops, and we're going to be dropping on Goons, they have some Ennit guys riding out in Iridia. They're planning on dropping on their carriers and shit, and they're going to be pretty easy kills because Ennit's not entirely good. Either is Goons, but it's pretty much free kills. So I'm providing doctrine. All you need to do is put a jump clone out in Huna, and you can come in on our fleets and get free kills and green up your kill board, make it look better. And at the same time, I'm probably going to be drunk, so there'll probably be a backup FC there, but it's all fine because it's always good fun and good times.
That'll be primarily EUSTZ, right?
Yeah, I'll probably mainly be EUTZ, but I've been moving my stuff more towards I'm trying to get my shit set up for US, so then US and EU can play together. It's just late EU, early US.
They get a lot of good kills, guys, so definitely join them up if you want or if you have time. So one of the things that's getting ready to happen in a couple days is the structure changes to where we can kill them and get all the loot and all that shit. I mean, everybody in the game is gonna be doing this, so it's gonna be tough, but it's also that means there might be some fights out of it, so it could be fun. But just start looking around in the areas, the high sec and the low sec immediately near us in Rig. And see if you guys can find any juicy little targets. We'll take them out. There's a couple in here in Goinard that we're going to go for as soon as possible.
And guys, so what we found out from this update was that the structures will not come into abandonment state right away. So like the update won't happen. It's gonna be random. So like it'll be like 20 hours in. And the reason why CCP did so like not any time zone has it. So like keep your eyes out because right when it goes abandoned, we have to kill it because other people are hunting these structures too, like constantly.
So I know you guys, some of you know at least, we do have ratting nullsec. I'm not trying to push you guys to it or anything. I could care less if you do it or not, but it is, if you are having issues with money, it is one way to do it. Just burn a scepter up to cash. TPG has an Astra Hus with a clone bay that we can use, and you can rat TPG. And we also have our super serious Sov adventure. We took Sov the other day, just fucking lols. And it's still up. It's actually got a ratting upgrade in it now. It's level 1, so there are some sites in there, so you can do that as well if you feel like pushing up that system. So you have two ratting systems you can use. Take advantage of it because it's not great money, but it's a lot easier money in terms of like just jump cloning over there, ratting for a couple hours, and then being done. So if you guys are having money issues, definitely check that out. Doctrines, same doctrines, guys. I mean, I'm gonna keep throwing a bunch of new things out, but they're not necessarily gonna be like permanent doctrines. They're just me trying new things out because I like to do that kind of shit. I don't like to fly the same thing every single day. Obviously, we do already have a decent amount of official doctrines, but that's because we need to be flexible. We can't be this group that only flies one doctrine and just everybody hard counters it every single time they fight us. So we have to have that flexibility of having an armor and a shield doctrine. I try to keep both of them in roughly the same weapons platforms. That way it's easier, a little bit less that you guys have to train for if you can't already fly them. But with that, I will say train up lasers, missiles, and projectiles. They don't have to all be T2, but make sure you can fly every small, medium, and large for all of those systems.
Well, for the runner, the secret abandoned fort is our thing. Should I tell them?
Oh, sure. Why not?
All right. So we have intel on an abandoned Fortizar that is going to go abandoned. We currently have cloaky eyes in the system 24/7 that we're camping this. Guys, so I'll be making like a formal post. Basically, we want to be the first ones to kill this fort because one, it's awesome. Two, it'd be great. It'd be pretty cool. We're working with our friends from IRED. A couple of you guys probably should know them by now. They're pretty good dudes. You're going to be putting a jump clone in an Astra house. I'll be writing this up in announcements. XS Tech and Syndicate. Or XS Tech. Basically, they'll hand us ships. Move a jump clone there. If you want to do it right now, go for it. You should be able to dock in that Astra. I can't tell you where the Fortizar is. That's just OPSEC stuff. But there's definitely maybe there'll be capitals docked in there because a director of the previous corp left the game and he never sold anything. And we got permission to kill it. So. Again, guys, if you want in on it, it'll be a rage ping out of the blue that one of our eyes see that goes abandoned. We'll have to jump clone over, kill it super fast. And that's that. And for other abandoned structure stuff, we recently got a list of every structure in HiSec that is in low power by region within the whole game. So basically, we'll be starting war decking, I think, soon and killing some of these structures nearby in Goynard and stuff like that.
We're not asking anybody to fix their sec status. The easier thing would just be to make an alpha alt or something. It's actually something I've been wanting to do anyway, was make a high sec alpha alt corp, kind of like Bums tried to do right before they died, but it never really took off. I would like to try something like that eventually. I don't have time. I'm very busy real life now again. So, that's something good I should say too. Like, I might not be on a lot, but I'm not AFK leadership. Like, I'm still very active and very, you know, making sure you guys are taken care of and trying to find content. I'm ramping up for another deployment, so I'm going to be gone for weeks at a time. However, I'm still supposed to have weekends at the moment. We'll see if that actually lasts or not. But so I'm still trying to get weekend fights. That's my biggest thing, is I like fleet fights. I don't like the skirmish stuff, but I will do it, of course, if you guys need help. But I like to get on Thursday, set up a reinforcement fleet, hit somebody's shit so that they get forced out to hopefully fleet fight us, and then get a good fight on Saturday. And so that's what today's all about too, is we've got two timers that we're going to go try and get a fight out of. But just know that I am not AFK, guys. I'm just not in game all the time right now.
What did you say? You said you're AFK? What?
Yes, exactly. I'm basically quitting the game, so, you know. JK. What else? I wanted to keep this one pretty short. I got a lot of stuff to do today. Scatterbrained right now.
You guys got any questions? No questions. Okay.
For content, guys, start poking PNS a little bit more. They're literally two jumps away, or their structures start two jumps away, and they mine all the time. They have so many moons. So if you go down this pipe, what is it, the Angatali pipe all the way to, I have to look at Dotland, I don't have it open right now, but basically every shore. Every shore, the bottom southern systems in every shore is PNS space, and they have a lot of miners and a lot of carriers and even some PvPers. So definitely start roaming around there more. You guys can get some good content, I think, and some good kills. Don't use capitals on them if you don't have to, because they do have I'm bad at the game, cry cry, call Wang's bat phone. So just be wary of that. And that's pretty much all I got. Obviously, just keep being safe and going hard and raid, because Sons of Salem are never going to stop camping us, and they're waiting. They're still just waiting patiently to drop on something big that we use, because we fuck up and forget that they're there. So don't ever forget that they are there. They're watching constantly, even if you don't think they are. Like, you've seen how crazy these guys are. They're on literally all different times of the day. Like, it doesn't matter. They have time zone coverage. They have no lives. I don't know what the deal is, but either way, just don't be doing anything too stupid in home system. That's all I got. If there's anything else major, I'll push it out in announcements or something. Does anybody have any questions, bitches, moans, complaints? Suggestions?
I had a question on that XS tech. Is there somewhere we can put a jump clone out there?
Yes, there'll be an Astra house that you should be.
There is now, or there will be?
There is now.
In that system, right? XS tech?
Yeah, XS. That's like a tongue twister. XS tech.
XS tech.
Yeah, the one in Syndicate, because there's actually two that start with XS tech.
Yeah, the one in K10, I think. Is that one? That's a Mencia. Yeah, I need to figure out. I'll 100% tell you guys the system, what it is. I need to find it. He's going to tell me again. I'll make an announcement of it. But there will be an Astra house that you guys can dock in. Basically, we'll be forming up. It's going to sound crazy. Ravens, kill it as soon fast as we can.
The Ravens will be provided for us. We don't have to bring our own.
You don't need to bring any ships, guys. We just need bodies to get it done before anyone else comes. Because, you know, it might be a Chemosh in it or something. That's what the rumor is.
Wait, where?
For this op that we're doing.
Is that for that port?
Yeah.
If there's a Chemosh in there, I'll 100% buy it.
There you go. All right, yeah.
If anyone tries to challenge me on that, I will double whatever you offer. So don't challenge me.
Whatever you offer. All right. But yeah, guys.
Mention seat.
Oh yeah, you guys need to sign up to fucking seat. Holy shit.
Oh yeah, okay, so check it out. I know a lot of people don't like to do all these third party apps and stuff, but suck it up, because we need to do this. A lot of people don't like us. I really have no idea why. It's probably just mainly because of Puke. Thank you, Puke. Everybody say thank you, Puke. But yeah, a lot of people hate us. One day in particular, we caught Suns trying to put like 3 or 4 alts in within the like a 5-hour span. Like, so clearly people are trying to put spies into us, so we need to use these things. It's obviously not 100% foolproof. If they have a spy they want in, they can get it in eventually. But we can still try mitigating as best as possible. One of those ways is by using seat. The only people who have access to this are me and 2 others, so nobody has to worry about like going through all their shit. Like, we don't give a shit about anything you own, how much money you have. We don't care about any of that. We just need to be able to check certain things, so that way we know you're not sending money to certain characters, or you're not getting contracts from certain characters, or having conversations with certain characters, all of a sudden that and the other. So just do it, please. Don't fight anybody on it. No one is going to be pushing for it. Chet's already posted it a couple times. So just do it, please.
No, you should mention the officer part of that too.
I mean, there's only one dude in here that's going to benefit from that, and we've put it in staff, so it's no big deal.
Fair enough.
Oh, apparently there's a Trig Dread in Rig. Is that real?
Yeah, I saw it when I undocked.
Like a player one or a NPC?
Yeah, the guy I linked.
Oh, well, somebody better head over there.
Can we kill it?
Anybody can kill a Trig Dread is terrible. It's probably bait, though, honestly.
Wait, is he porting Eden Calm?
It's in station.
Yeah, he probably just midded, but...
I mean, we can bump him off.
Anyway, we're done with the soda. If anybody has any questions, just put them in Discord. I'm going to close this out and get off. I've got a lot of stuff to do. I'll be on later. 21:30, we'll start forming for the...
So 3 hours?
Yeah, 3 hours, we'll start forming for the fleet against PNS, and then we have another timer pretty immediately after that. So we'll just make it one long fleet. We'll take a break in between each fleet, obviously. As many dudes as we can get, honestly, so we don't look like a bunch of chos that are running around trying to get fleet fights with six dudes.
Yeah, he's off the end dock right now.
Can we get a bump on him, guys? We can kill him. We need to bump him up.
Well, I'll see you guys later. That concludes the super serious soda, because we're a super serious alliance.
Can we?
I did have two questions.